Mm. Yeah, that's hot.
That hurt.
That burned my tongue.
But was it worth it?
Yeah, it was. Good morning, everyone. And welcome to episode 15 of Coffee with a Side of Artie. Today is kind of a special episode. As you can hear in my background, I have my PS4 playing. We're going to talk about something that's been around since the 90s. I've been playing this video game for a long time, and I know a lot of you have. It's become a worldwide phenomenon. It's become very big. And they just released a movie this past Friday, so that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Mortal Kombat. Finish him! And so I'm hoping you can hear it in the background, because as I'm talking about it, I'm going to be playing Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat 11, that is. And it's going to be a blast. You're going to hear the dialogue, which is a big thing. You're going to hear... You're just going to love it. That's all I know. Before we get into that, let me get into a little bit of backstory. So like I said, this game has been around since 1992. It started off as a regular arcade game with the joysticks and stuff like that. There's 22 games to name to this date. It's been a blast playing them all. Let me see, who should I be? I think I'm going to go with my... I'm probably going to go with Scorpion. Let's see, who do I got? They've even had a game where Mortal Kombat has partnered up with the DC Universe, and that one was a pretty big game. I've been playing since PlayStation 1 came out, and now it's up to PlayStation 5, which I really, really want. Right now the game is loading, or the fight is loading, the first fight. I'm playing Towers of Time, and it's when... You play a tower of people or a tower. There's no profit in vengeance. My clan's honor is priceless. Meaning it has little value. So let me pause that real quick and let's talk about this some more. I have been playing Mortal Kombat since it's Mortal Kombat 2 that I had. Or Mortal Kombat 1, actually, on PlayStation 1. It has made 3 movies. So far, the first two were made back in the 90s, and they are somewhat classics. They have kind of bad reviews on Rotten Tomato, I'll be honest. But, I mean, it's one of the first video games to be turned into movies, if I'm being 100% honest. I don't know how true that is, you know, but it is. It is one of the few, one of the first few. I'm not going to say it's the first, but it is. The latest movie, however, is an incredible movie to watch. It was a lot of fun to watch. I will say, watching it, it just made you want to fight. Like, there are times when you'd get up with your favorite character, and you just want to fight with them, and stuff like that. And this video game has just become a big... part, well, not a big part, it's just become like a big phenomenon, like I said. And as you're playing, you know, you get to see, sorry, I'm concentrating on playing as I'm talking, and it's, I thought it'd be easier, but I was way wrong. God bless, this guy's good. But, it just has, it's become such a big phenomenon. that the few things that people look for, or not even few, when they start playing the video game, is they look to see the character roster first off, because that's always a big deal. I know that I feel that the two big names that are always looked for when it comes to character roster or the character roster is Scorpion, which is who I'm playing as right now, and Sub-Zero. Because they have been had a or they haven't they've had a big rivalry since the beginning of the game. You know, talking to my dad and his brothers about it, my uncles. And then they're like, if you just heard that right now, the finish him is always the biggest thing. And no, I don't know. I don't know all of the fatalities by heart. Sorry. Back, down, down, square, right. But the fatalities have also become very big. Boom. He just chopped off his head and threw his spear at him, and it landed in the guy's mouth. These games have become, I don't even know if necessity is the right word. They've just become so popular that, like I said, people just look forward to them. And the people who created this is a gentleman named Ed Boon. He's also created the video game Injustice, which is the DC version of Mortal Kombat, except it's less bloodier. Mortal Kombat is usually rated M for mature, because of all of the, well, there, sometimes it's the dialogue, but it's mostly because of the fatalities and the blood that they use. In these games, you have the fighters who do a lot of damage to the other fighters.
The Elder Gods are gone.
They're not the source of my power.
The Netherrealm is next, Scorpion.
Let me choose a new fighter. Yeah, let's choose a new fighter. So, what's also cool about Mortal Kombat is you have a story mode, and then you have an online mode, and then you have these towers where you can pick kind of a different fighter for each fight, which is awesome. Let's see. I'm going to go with, and here's another big thing with when it comes to Mortal Kombat that's actually happened since maybe Mortal Kombat 9 came out, is the DLCs. DLC stands for downloadable characters. Excuse me. And that has become a major thing in most of Ed Boon's games. Ed Boon, who also created Injustice, his company is called NetherRealm, and they have become really big on, like I said, downloadable characters. And with that, with this game, and I'm playing Mortal Kombat 11, the downloadable characters, you have a total, oh dang, how many do you have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. You have a total of 14 downloadable characters, and you had to pay for them. Some of them came in a pack of three, and some of them came as one. And with these characters, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have a total of 8 that are from Mortal Kombat, or that are Mortal Kombat legacies. And then you have some that are just kind of randomly put in there, and you're going to hear them. Like right now, I'm going to be playing as the Joker. But again, it's just a little bit crazy because you have characters that are from the Mortal Kombat world that have been in these, and some of them are like newly created for this specific game. And some of them, you know, are from games in the past. And seeing them, I'm going to pause real quick because of the dialogue.
Are you evil by nurture or nature?
At the end of the day, does it matter?
It determines whether you are pitied or punished.
Right.
Yeah, so right now I'm playing as the Joker, and yes, this is the big Joker from Batman. And yeah, you have these major DLCs. So in Mortal Kombat 9, you had a bunch of the Mortal Kombat characters, you know, from previous games. And then they brought in Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street. And then they brought in a character named Kratos from God of War. And playing as them was a lot of fun. And then in Mortal Kombat X, which stood for Mortal Kombat 10, you had... Or the, one of the big ones that you could download was Goro, and he's a big Mortal Kombat contestant. He's the big man with four arms. He's very muscular. He was a tough guy to beat in the majority of the games. You know, he'd be like the last one you'd have to fight, and whatnot. You know, so he was always tough, but he was like one of the first downloadable characters you could get. And then they brought in some of the other downloadable characters. You had Jason Voorhees. CCDDEGE. What is that? Oh, okay. You had Jason Voorhees. You had Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You had Alien, or the Xenomorph from the movie Alien that came out like in the 80s and 90s. And then you had Predator, who came out from the same thing, from the same era. And those were like the big characters that everybody was kind of just like shocked to see. And I don't know, they've just always done that. They did that with Injustice as well. And with Injustice, with the first Injustice game, one of the first downloadable characters that you could play as was Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. And it was pretty crazy to see him in it. And this Joker guy, or the way they made Joker in this video game is funny. But hold on, let me look that up real quick. Cause I think it was just Scorpion that came out. Injustice DLCs. Alright, so yeah. With Injustice 1, which again is mostly just what's it called? DC characters. It's like a DC fighting game. It's the DC version of Mortal Kombat. You had... so that was my stomach. You had the majority of their DLCs as DC comic characters. You had Martian Manhunter, Batgirl, Zatanna, Lobo. Holy cow, I can't remember this guy's name. I think it starts with a Z. It's one of Superman's bad guys. Let me see. And I really need to... I didn't think I was going to talk about Injustice, so I didn't. General Zod. Okay. So yeah, General Zod, and then they brought Scorpion in, which it was a big thing. Like, people were, like, freaking out about it. Like, holy cow, like, I can't believe this is him, and oh my gosh. And then for Injustice 2 is when they made the roster a little bit bigger. Okay, now they have... That's a fake one, so I need... all of them. Come on, where is it at? Why are there so many fake ones on here? I don't understand. Let me see. Okay. So, for Injustice 2, the DLC characters, again, you had the regular DC characters. You had Darkseid, you had Red Hood, Starfire, Black Manta, the Atom, and then the Enchantress. And then they brought in the other, like, kind of crazy characters. They brought in Hellboy. They brought in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like, all four of them. And then they brought in Sub-Zero and Raiden from Mortal Kombat. So, again, people were like, what? Like, that's crazy. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe that. You know, like, I get to fight as these people. But again, the big difference between Mortal Kombat and Injustice is the ratings. Injustice was made rated T for teens because it's not as violent. And then Mortal Kombat, excuse me, I'm moving around a little bit. My foot started falling asleep. Mortal Kombat is more bloody, so it's a little more crazy. So right now I'm playing as the Joker. And now we're going to try Fatality. And again, no, I don't know all of it. Down, forward, back, triangle. All right. Okay, here we go. So it's Fatality for the Joker. Okay. Gave her a cake and blew her up, and then he's shooting her. And the sign fell on her face. Fatality. And these are, I mean, you have, even the dialogue is so, what's it called, like, needed. You know, you have the word fatality, the announcer who does round one, round two, fatality, the Joker wins, who, like, lets you know all of that stuff is just always looked for in the game. It's something that I feel like people would judge if it ever kind of changed, in my opinion. At least that's how I feel. I'm not 100% sure if that's true or not. That's just how I feel it would be. But it's just something that you look for. There's some dialogue. And again, you have to remember what's cool about having, well, first off, I will say that I do remember people being pretty upset that they included the Joker instead of another character. But what's cool about it is that the Joker has history with Mortal Kombat, because like I said, they had a video game that came out maybe 2000, like in the early 2000s, which was called Mortal Kombat versus DC. Versus DC Universe, and that came out back in 2008. So what's cool about having the Joker in this one is the dialogue. You know, you have him in the before the fight, they have like a 3-sentence dialogue where whoever you're fighting talks first, and then it's the character you picked, and then them. And with the Joker, you know, they ask him, or they not so much ask him questions, but they talk to him like, oh my god, like, it's you again, like, I don't want to deal with you anymore, I had dealt with you in the past, and it's because of that video game. And I think that is really cool of them to do. So now, I'm going to go through the DLCs of this one. So, when I say this one, I mean Mortal Kombat 11. So in this one, the first two DLCs were Shao Kahn, which is a very, like, a big bad in the Mortal Kombat series. He's been a big bad for numerous games, and they brought him back. And then they brought back this girl named Frost, who is a robot, but she also has kind of the powers of Sub-Zero, which is pretty cool. The rest of the people that they brought back for Mortal Kombat was Sindel, who has, like, this screeching scream that she likes to do. They brought back Shang Tsung, who is a very powerful sorcerer in the Mortal Kombat world. They brought Nightwolf, who was an Indian who looked up to Raiden, and he has special, like, natural powers. You have Melina, who is Katana's sister. She has the teeth of Baraka, and she's able to teleport, and she uses size as her weapons. You have Shiva, who is, I don't know if she's related to Goro or anything like that, but she is a creature, or not a creature, well, no, she is a creature. She has four arms. You have Rain, who is one of, like, the main ninjas. You have Fujin, who is like Raiden, but he's an elder god. He's able to control the wind. And then here are, like, the crazy, crazy DLC characters. You know, so the first one you heard was the Joker, which was really random. You know, nobody saw him being added to the roster, but he was. The next three that nobody saw coming was RoboCop, who is a big 80s, 90s movie character. Then you have Rambo, played by Sylvester Stallone. And again, another big 80s, 90s movie character. You have The Terminator, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, who, big 80s, 90s movie. And then the one that everybody would have lost their mind if Ed Boon and NetherRealms didn't put him in it is Spawn, who is a very big comic character. Sub-Zero, that's what I'm going to play as next. He's a very big comic character, and I don't know, like, he's just been talked about for a long time, and again, if they didn't put him in, I'm pretty sure, like, the world would have been like, are you kidding me? Like, he's apparently been promised by NetherRealms for a long time. All right, dialogue, here we go. Sub-Zero. Oh man, Sub-Zero, like, one of the biggest debates that I've always seen is always Scorpion or Sub-Zero, like, who's the... who would you pick in a fight, like, out of the two? And they're, I mean, they both have incredible power. Sub-Zero obviously deals with ice, and then Scorpion deals with fire, and their history is showcased beautifully in the new Mortal Kombat movie. So while this is mostly about the video game, I do highly suggest watching the new movie, because it's really good. I know that the actor who played Sub-Zero has already signed on for like 4 other movies if this one became successful, and I feel like it has. Finisher, let's see. Move list, finishers. Back forward, back triangle. Alright, here we go. So let's see. Freezes her in this big block of ice, her head is sticking out. Okay, cuts it off with an axe. Wow. Freezes her head and then punches it. They are monsters. This video game is not for the faint-hearted. So if you get queasy pretty fast, I'd say don't. Yeah, so this game has just been like a big thing in my house, in a lot of houses, in a lot of my cousins' houses, in a lot of family members' houses that I've had debacles, I've had debates about. So if you ever want to randomly talk about it, let me know. Something that I put on, and I didn't put this on my Coffee with a Side of Arty account, I put this on my regular my regular Instagram account. I asked people who their go-to fighter is, and it's a question that I asked my dad when we were watching the movie. Not just my dad, I asked the majority of my household, like, who they've picked. When it came to my household, the question that I asked was Sub-Zero or Scorpion, and it was kind of split. My dad picked Sub-Zero at first, and then I think he changed his mind to Scorpion, if I'm not mistaken. My mom picked Scorpion, my brother picked Sub-Zero, my little sister picked Sub-Zero, and then Scorpion's always going to be my number one. I love you, Sub-Zero, please don't freeze me, but I do like Scorpion a little bit more. And then I asked Instagram followers, like, who their go-to characters are. And I asked my dad's, my uncle, and he said Scorpion. And it was kind of funny because at first, you know, I had asked him, I was like, hey, like, Theo, did you play Mortal Kombat back in the day? And he was like, yeah, for sure. You know, so then I asked him his favorite character, and he was at work, so he wasn't really, like, I don't know if he wasn't really paying attention or whatever, but he first said Chun-Li, which was kind of funny, because that's Street Fighters, but then he was like, nah, he was like, oh, okay, I get you now, it's, I would choose Scorpion, and I was like, okay. So there was that. My dad chose Raiden as his go-to character for Mortal Kombat. I have a follower named Victor, who chose Sub-Zero, and then my older sister, Caroline, chose Raiden. And those are just really good answers. I mean, as far as playing goes. But, yeah, like, I do like asking those kind of questions. Like, who are the go-tos? And, I don't know, sometimes it's just... it's just based on who you're good at playing as. And, yeah, that might be a tough... a tough way to choose it, but that's just how it is. And then you have people who do what's called spamming, where they kind of do the same move over and over again. All right, we've got dialogue between Frost and Sub-Zero. Like I said, they're kind of the same, but one is a robot girl. Yeah, she's mad because she was supposed to become the next Sub-Zero. And then she ended up dying, but they turned her into a robot. So they have a lot of beef. Let me see, who should I play next? Maybe I'll play one of, like, the big 90s characters. I'll play Rambo. Alright, so now it's Rambo versus Frost. And, I don't know, like I said, it's just cool, like, with these DLCs. It's a lot of fun to watch, to hear them. You know, they got the actors to redo the voices and stuff. And again, it's just, like, surprising, like, who they choose as their fighters. Let me see. All right, here we go. Dialogue time. Frost has a beef with everybody, apparently. Right, let's see. Rambo. See what you can do. Let's see what you can do. Okay. So, if you've seen the movie Rambo, if any of them, you know that he's a big war veteran. and in this one, he's good at hiding, like, different weapons. Like, he just picked up a gun from the floor. Let's see, he has a mace trap. Let me see if I can do that one. Oh, no. Okay, so they have these things usually where it's called X-ray, where it shows, like, their biggest moves that are the bloodiest, and Frost just performed hers on mine. That was pretty crazy. She used a lot of icicles to pierce my body with. And when I say my body, I mean Rambo's. But that's I don't know. That's another cool thing. That's another thing that people look for when they come, when it comes to these type of games. They look for the fatalities. They look for, like, the little X-rays, which is this little, like I said, it's a little, like, 5 to 10 second move where whoever it is that's coming after you is just coming after you hardcore. And they, like I said, they do a lot of damage to you. It takes a lot of damage out of you, and it's just, it's crazy to watch. It's fun to watch at the same time. All right, round two. Usually get two rounds. And then if you and the other character end up winning one round each, it turns into three rounds. Come on, I thought I would be able to get more. Oh well, it turns into three rounds, or the final round. All right, so now we're in a fatality. Let's see what Rambo has. Straight to Valhalla. Back, forward, down, square. All right. Oh, come on. Back, forward, down, square. Yes, all right, here we go. Fatality. throws his knife. Then he has a booby trap that pierces the other person. He grabs their throat and pulls it out. All right. Wow.
Rambo wins.
And these games are just phenomenal. What's even cooler about it, and this is something that's been happening since I think the first Injustice came out, is that's how they've been vamping up their next video games. Like, it was Injustice, then Mortal Kombat X, then Injustice 2, then Mortal Kombat 11. Excuse me. And with that, they try to showcase different things with each. Different fighting styles, the dialogue, how it's, you can customize your characters to be stronger, to be harder to beat, and stuff like that. The finishing moves. Nightwolf was cool. Let's see. Let's pick a new fighter. But, sorry, I was listening to the dialogue. That's why I paused. But, yeah, they've been just revamping and redoing, like, all of it, which is really cool. Let me see. Who should I pick? Johnny Cage. Johnny Cage. But yeah, they've been redoing it a lot to make it just even more likable, to make it lovable. Like I said, the dialogue is a big thing. Fatalities are a big thing. Just all of that. That's what NetherRealms continues to do when it comes to bringing out another game. Like, the next game everybody's anticipating is Injustice 3. All right, hold on. I'm sorry. We got dialogue. And what's even crazier about it, so this guy Johnny Cage that I'm playing as, he was I think he's been in this since the beginning, and the way they did it is they wanted it somebody who could look and portray Jean-Claude Van Damme from back in the 80s and 90s, because he was he kind of always played like a fighter in those movies. So they made this guy Johnny Cage to kind of recreate him. Or not recreate him, but they based Johnny Cage off of him, which I thought was cool. Yeah. So I always thought that was cool, and Johnny Cage is an actor who has, like, special abilities and whatnot. Ooh, got me. Yeah, punch. But, alright, here we go. Let's see, this one, with where we're at, so with fatalities, they have regular ones, and then they have what's called a stage fatality. And that's what I'm going to try to do now. Stage fatality. You punched him, he gets hooked onto something, and then he gets dropped into a big tub of acid. Johnny Cage wins. And there's always been, I've always had, like, I've always had debates with friends, with cousins, about, like, who's the best. Who's the best at playing, and then who's the best character to play as, and that's always been a lot of fun to deal with. Another big thing, well, not so much big thing, but in the early games you had little pop-up thing, or not pop-up things, but they just little Easter eggs that would pop up in the games. So his dialogue. It's Fujin. I like him. He's a cool character. In these games, nobody can stand Johnny Cage because he's kind of a, excuse my language, but he's kind of a jackass. In these games, one of the big other big things are the ninjas, right? So Scorpion, you have Sub-Zero, and then they introduced Noob Saibot, who was the first Sub-Zero that ended up dying in the game series. You have Rain. You have a guy named Smoke. You have a guy named Ermac. I feel like I'm missing somebody, and I can't tell who. Am I missing somebody? Let me see. And everybody just has like a favorite ninja. Let me see. So you had Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Ermac, Noob, Saibot, Smoke. You had Reptile. You had Rain. Tremor was another one. Chameleon. Cyrax, Sector. And then you had the lady ninjas. Katana, her sister Melina. She had a friend named Jade. There was a girl named Scarlet. Frost was one of them. Tanya. So ninjas played a big part in these video games. They've always been a lot of fun to see. Alright, so then I'm gonna do one last fight, and I'm gonna pick, who should I pick? La 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 la. I'm gonna pick Liu Kang. So Liu Kang is like the big hero of all, well, at least of the latest versions of the game. He's been the one that you needed to defeat, like the boss, the big bosses of the games, which was always a pain in the butt to do.
I do not have the answers you seek. But where will I find them for you?
Alright, here we go. Come on. Bicycle kick. Yeah, I like that one. And they showed that in this latest movie, which was awesome. They showed him doing the bicycle kick, or the actor doing, who played Liu Kang doing the bicycle kick. But Liu Kang has always been a really cool guy. Him and his cousin, Kung Lao. Were they cousins? Yeah, they were cousins. But, I don't know. These games are just a lot of fun to play. You can earn a lot of, like, rewards, I guess, would be the right way to say it. Especially with how fast you defeat certain characters. Oh, come on. And then Liu Kang is one of, like, the few who can also control fire. Alright, last fatality. Let's see. Down, back, down, forward, square. Let's see, all right. Down, back, down, forward, square. All right, here we go, fatality. Punching. Punch. He blew fire through the guy's body, and then he did the Bruce Lee punch, where you hold your hand up against the chest and then just immediately turn it into a fist and punch them. But yeah, these games are epic, you know, and the movie that they just released was a really good movie. So this isn't just a movie suggestion episode. This is also a video game suggestion episode. I'll have more episodes where I talk more about Injustice, because I do like, or those two video games are very big in my household, especially because you get to play as like superheroes and supervillains and stuff like that. But this game is mostly about Mortal Kombat, and you can get it on anything, PlayStation, Xbox, I think you can also get it on, like, some Nintendo devices. I'm not 100% sure, but from what I'm understanding. And then, again, the DLCs. Like, everybody has hopes and dreams of who's going to be in the next ones. You know, and then everybody has hopes and dreams of, like, their favorite characters coming back from, like, previous games. And they're just a lot of fun to play, again. But you also have to remember that it's just a game. If you lose, hey, you lose. If you win, that's awesome. Yeah, you can celebrate, just don't be, you know, just, again, excuse my language, just don't be a jackass about it. Don't be a Johnny Cage, even though he's dope. But, yeah, that's how it goes. And I'm going to end this episode with how I want to start ending it, with a big cheers. All right. Till next time. All right.
Fatality. Coffee with a side of Artie wins.
Oh, another thing. If you want to give me a follow, check me out on Twitter, Coffee with Artie, or Instagram, Coffee with a Side of Artie, hashtag Coffee with a Side of Artie. There are ways for subscriptions to where you can help me out. You can kind of pay for, like, a subscription or be a, what's it called, like an early subscriber, to where you can get early previews, you can get big shout outs by me. I'm trying to think of what else, but you'd be donating to my podcast, which, you know, it'd help me buy more or better equipment, better microphones, and stuff like that, if you want to. I'm not trying to pressure you, but if you do, thank you. If you don't, oh well. It is what it is. You know, you win some, you lose some, just like Mortal Kombat. All right? Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.